The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Where are the free speech warriors today? The hypocrisy is obvious to the American people. You are showing who you all are, really.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
Omar will not be silenced.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
Omar, I am so sorry, Seth, that our country is failing you today. Through this chamber, you belong to that committee.
The gentlewoman is no longer recognized.
What would Freud call that? I'm not a big fan of Freud, but I think he had a label for that, something to do with hysterical women. That's Rashida Tlaib. That's the woman who, in her offices in Congress, sticks a post-it note over a map showing Israel and calls it Palestine. That is the ungrateful, bigoted, racist America hater who, on the day she is sworn in to one of the most prestigious positions in the world as a member of Congress, in front of her child, screams, in front of an audience, including her child standing right next to her, "We're going to impeach the MF-er." That's Rashida Tlaib, screaming, breaking down, crying because of what? Because Ilhan Omar, the woman who said 9/11 was some people doing something, who said the relations between Israel and America are just about the Benjamins, was kicked off the Foreign Affairs Committee, as is the right of the Speaker of the House, and was stripped of her access to the materials you acquire as a member of that committee. She never should have been there. AOC, we played you the cut yesterday, bouncing around, agitated, screaming as well. The former bartender, somebody gave her a script to read with the fancy word stochastic in it. Let's listen to her on CNN, trying to convince people that she actually has a double-digit IQ. Cut 10, play cut.
Did you feel safe sitting there with him?
I think it's uncomfortable serving with people who engage in what many experts deem stochastic terrorism, which is the incitement of violence an incitement of violence using digital means and large platforms so that individual themselves may not be the one that's wielding a weapon.
Oh, stochastic terrorism. Mr. G, are you impressed that AOC can pronounce the word stochastic?
Yes, and then she can even tell you what the experts say and explain it to you.
How long do you think it took her to learn that definition?
Lots of times. Because she did it pretty good. She delivered that line pretty well. Like, it's been rehearsed a lot.
I just love it when Tucker makes fun of it. He's actually done that for months now on his show. Stochastic terrorism. I think that's how he says it. Yeah, stochastic, something that happens randomly that can be unpredictable. But now it's terrorism. Yeah, unlike the violence that is stochastically created, stochastically initiated by Democrats doing what for years on end? Demonizing the police. Because, five cops being killed in Dallas. That's not a function of DNC Democrat talking points about kill the pigs, fry them like bacon. Or what about Supreme Court justices having their houses cased with individuals who travel the nation carrying a Glock pistol, zip ties, and a knife to kill them in their homes because they're pro-life? That has nothing stochastically to do with the Democrats saying on the steps of Congress, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, you will reap what you have sown. Do you remember when Chuck Schumer said that? Oh, that's not stochastic terrorism. There's only one party in this nation that, through its rhetoric, is actually engendering violence against those it politically disagrees with, and that's the Democrats. Republicans, you can't name me one mainline Republican figure, not a kook, not a militia member, a mainline Republican individual who has curried violence against people because they're left-wing. You can't. Right. We've got to discuss that more, but let's talk national security. It's Friday. The one-star Pentagon spokesperson of the Air Force trying to explain why you, the American people, you don't get to know about communist Chinese spy balloons flying across America. Play cut.
Is the position of the balloon classified?
Phil, right now, what we're not going to do is get into a hour-by-hour location of the balloon. Again, we're monitoring it closely. As I mentioned, right now, it's over the center of the continental United States. That's about as specific as I'm going to get.
But I understand I'm being inconvenient, but does the public not have a right to know if
the balloon is over their state? The public certainly has the ability to look up in the sky and see where the balloon is.
You sarcastic son of a bee. Really? You can go outside and look up. Yeah, because if I go outside here by the nation's capital, look in the sky, I'm going to see that. It better not be coming over D.C., Brigadier. You sarcastic, cynical. You are the example of Millie's ideologically wokeified military. You have the right to go outside and look up. How is a Chinese government surveillance vessel flying over U.S. territory? This was reported last night, and we are told the Pentagon doesn't want to shoot it down because of the danger that it might result in. I mean, where was it first identified? Wasn't it Montana, Eric? Where were the first reports? Like Montana?
It was first identified over Billings, Montana, yes.
Okay. Montana has a population of less than a million people. I think it's like 600,000 people. What's it going to hit if they shoot it down? Is it going to hit a rock? I mean, seriously, what is Beijing thinking right now? What is Putin is giggling into his hot tea. The mullahs in Iran are laughing at America. A balloon, a actual steerable balloon. This isn't just something wafting across America. It can actually be steered. It is spying on us right now. And we're letting it. This regime is allowing it to fly over U.S. territory in American airspace. But you're not allowed to know where it is, although you're an American. You're taxed. You paid for every millisecond of that brigadier's life in the Air Force. You paid for it. His training, the uniform he's standing in, the officer's billets he was housed in, every time he traveled from one base to another, every time he went from one JPME educational system to the next, you paid for it. But how dare you? How dare you ask where a communist Chinese spy vessel is above the United States. You can go outside and look up. Who do you think I am? Do you think I actually work for you? I'm a member of Milley's military. I don't work for you. I work for the DNC. I work for the White House. Oh, I don't like getting pissed on Fridays. Fridays are fun days. Fridays, ask Dr. G anything. Celebrate the Second Amendment. Count to 10, Gorka. Call us. Sound off. Any topics of the day. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We have an incredible Manhood Hour guest for you. Yeah, I convinced my old buddy, my boss, Stephen K. Bannon. He's going to be with us for the whole third hour. You better not miss a millisecond. Make sure you are subscribed. Go right now to Spotify, to Apple Podcasts. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka. It's free. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends. Third hour, Stephen Bannon. So much more to discuss. Second Amendment, ask Dr. G anything. Stay with us here on the Salem News Channel.
For anything on America First.
Incredible. The call board is absolutely full. After our first guest, we will go straight to you. You are the most important part of the show. So Mike, Greg, Phil, Dave, Harry, don't go anywhere. Where are the ladies? Come on. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. So excited. You heard our interview with Mike Lindell just 2 days ago. We were helping him launch his 2.0 MyPillow with the special cooling technology. I was so excited. Dawn at MyPillow overnighted. I've got two of them right now. He's got a BOGO offer. The latest. There's a reason he sold 71 million of the OG MyPillow. Now he's upgraded it with even better cooling technology. Get yours today. Get two for the price of one and up to 66% off everything else if you use my name. Let's have Mike's back. He's a great patriot. MyPillow.com, code Gorka, or just call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. You heard that outrageous clip from the Pentagon spokesman standing there in uniform saying, no, we're not going to tell you where this Chinese spy vessel is. You can just go outside and look up in the sky. The cynicism, the arrogance knows no bound. Clearly one of Milley's proteges. What does it really mean? Let's talk to a person who actually cares about the truth. He is the man we go to when it comes to understanding our number one strategic enemy. He is the author of numerous works on the topic. The Great U.S.-China Tech War is the most recent. Gordon Chang, welcome back to America First.
Thank you so much, Dr. G.
So thank you for making time for us. I'm sure that your boss is managing all kinds of media requests right now. You're being pulled in all kinds of different directions. First things first, let's just start with the basics. Why is there a Chinese surveillance balloon over U.S. territory, Gordon?
Well, this is not the first one. You know, we learned yesterday that this was the last of a series of Chinese spy balloons that have crossed our country. And various presidents haven't told us about them. So I guess the Chinese felt that they could launch another one. I mean, why not? And so that's the reason why we have this. And we had plenty of opportunities to shoot this down. This came in over Canada, traveled a very long distance over the Western Canadian provinces, where there's nobody underneath. So even more deserted than Montana. But the United States chose not to do that. And that's the part of a pattern. We've got leaders who have chose not to protect us.
Let's do the red teaming exercise, which is, of course, the most important to try and think like our enemy. You're the person who understands the regime of Xi Jinping in China the best. When it's just I find it hard to actually get these words out of my mouth. When Xi Jinping in Beijing – the Politburo, the CCP, the leadership of this communist nation sees, I'm not talking about, you know, classified reports they've stolen because Eric Swalwell was sleeping with Fang Fang. When they see media reports, when they see the Pentagon right now saying, yes, we know there's a Chinese government surveillance balloon over America. You're not allowed to know anything about it, American taxpayers, but we're not shooting it down. How does the Communist Party of China and Xi Jinping look at that, Gordon?
Yeah, this goes to the core of why this is so important. It's not the question of the information that they can obtain by this balloon. It's basically, it reinforces their mentality that they can do anything they want. Yeah. And they believe that the United States will not defend our allies and partners and may not even defend itself. And, you know, I can say, look, the correctness of their view, I'm not going to endorse it. But the point is, it doesn't matter what the correctness of the view is. What matters is what the Chinese think.
Yeah.
And Biden has reinforced in their minds that they can do what they want. So he has made the world far more dangerous than it had to be.
And what about the rank confusion we evince as a nation when a four-star general who's responsible for over 110,000 troops in America releases a letter 3 days ago in which he says, I expect war with China in 2024. And he makes that an official pronouncement as a four-star general in the U.S. Armed Services. And then the Pentagon, as soon as it's leaked, says this does not reflect the views of the Pentagon. I mean, isn't that, aren't we just a laughing stock then, Gordon?
Yes. I mean, and this really points to a lack of sense of urgency. We know that China's preparing for war. It has the largest military buildup since the Second World War. It's trying to sanction-proof its regime. It's mobilizing Chinese civilians for war. And Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, has appointed what people call a war cabinet. And yet, we Americans are just oblivious to this. We have an Oval Office, and we've got a Pentagon, which includes the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, but also the three and four stars, who are not acting with a sense of urgency. And it was very good that General Mike Minahan, who you referred to, actually said, look, we're going to have to go to war with these guys. I mean, we don't know whether it's 2025, as he said, or whatever. But the point is, he's instilling a sense of urgency in the troops in his command. And we desperately need that.
All right. Last question. I know you've got so many requests on your time, so we'll release you. But if we had real leadership in the White House, like President Trump in the Pentagon, what would be the correct response, or what would be the response that sends the requisite message to Beijing and to other dictatorial regimes, Gordon?
The first thing is, we would have shot down the balloon over Canada, over uninhabited airspace. But the other thing that we would do, I think, at least what I would do, is I'd close China's four consulates.
Yes.
I'd strip that enormous embassy in Washington just down to the ambassador. I would close the state banks, the Confucius Institutes, the Confucius classrooms, you know, you name it. But I would get the Chinese out of our country and saying, this is what we did because of one balloon. Imagine what we will do if you try something else.
See, that's why we rely upon Gordon. That would be the correct response, and that would send the correct message, not only to the Communist Party in China, but to all those around the world who threaten U.S. interest. Follow him right now on Twitter, Gordon G. Chang. The book is The Great U.S.-China Tech War. Thank you, Gordon, for taking time to talk to us today. That's Gordon G. Chang, Gordon G. Chang. Your questions next here on America First. Your comments, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Don't forget, if you are America First, how do you show that? You wear America First. You have America First in your pocket. What do I mean? Well, you go to SebGorkaStore.com. You check out all the Made in America gear we have there. The hottest selling item is the FBI t-shirt that says Fascist Bureau of Intimidation, made jointly with Chris Plant. The latest product, the latest shirt, is the Elon Musk, hashtag Twitter files. Pay attention, mugs as well. You asked for it. We designed it. We made it. It's the America First Challenge coin. You should have that in your pocket with President Trump, America First, and our motto, Stay Frosty. All of my books are also available from Defeating Jihad. Of course, the one that propelled me to the White House, how we, why we fight, and then the war for America's soul. And don't forget that we are on all social media that matters. Follow us. Don't miss the hour-long interview with Stephen Bannon in the third hour. We are on Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Telegram, Clout Hub. You can watch us at salemnewschannel.com. And my Substack is sebastiangorka.substack.com. Back with your calls.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First with Dr. G.
Yes, indeed it is. And it's also Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. So Hunter Biden's, I am sure they're very expensive attorneys, are really dumb. They demanded the laptops back. They said they were Hunter Biden's. They're going to sue for the contents being used illegally without copyright permission. And then a few hours later, they said, but that doesn't mean that the stuff on the laptop is real or that he owns them. They have to be like a Rashida Tlaib, AOC, Hank Johnson levels of stupid. But it's fun because it creates issues for Joe Biden like this, where he goes against the narrative of this being the most transparent administration in American history. Cut four.
So I'm heading off to Philadelphia. And if you want to ask me a question about the economy, but I'm not going to answer any question about anything else because you never will cover this.
I'm not going to answer questions about anything else. Why? Is there something you have to hide? Or is it basically because you're senile as well? This is the doozy that went viral. As soon as I saw it, I had to ask Jeff, I had to ask my colleagues, can this clip actually be real? Cut to.
More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
More than half the women in my administration are women. Eric, what does that mean the other half are?
I'm going to assume the other half are men, mentally ill men like Richard Levine, who think they are women.
Oh, so he believes in only biological women. You hater! You trans hater! Only half of the women in your cabinet are women? What are the other half? That's a dude. That is going to be in the evergreen file. All right, guys, let's go to your calls. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Dave in Bakersfield, California.
Hey, Sebastian, how are you doing? You're the best.
That's very kind. What's your question? What's your comment?
As a kid, I was an Air Force pilot, and Gordon
as
Chang...
As a kid?
Right.
As a kid? You mean, yeah, as a young man?
Say again?
You mean as a young man?
Yeah, exactly. I'm much older, so I say that. There's numerous airplanes that could take down a balloon to 60,000 feet, but there's another twist I want to throw in here, and that is a way Sloppy Joe could walk out of this is have his general say, well, we're monitoring this balloon, and it's got some interesting sensors on it. It's got some interesting communications equipment, and we're monitoring that. And if the balloon does descend down to commercial airspace below 50,000, we have a way to retrieve it, and we will, in good faith, return everything back to China. What will not be said is that we would love to take a look at those sensors and communication systems and see what they're all about rather than just shooting it down into a piece of rubble.
Dave, you want him to say a sentence that complicated when he can't even say half of the people in my cabinet are women?
Well, I no comment on that. I did not vote for him, as you probably very obviously know.
I can tell.
But there is another twist to it. But Gordon Chang's take, I can fully agree with. That is one way to go. The other way to go is just say, well, We just want to take a look at it, and we'll return it back to China.
I know. Recover the equipment, but all we'll do, we'll find out that it's technology that's already been stolen from us and reverse engineered. Dave, stay on the line. Let's thank you for your service. Let's give Dave a copy of my first book, Defeating Jihad. Let's go to Phil in Philly. Happy Friday, Phil.
Hey, Dr. G, I don't know about shooting down that balloon. That could be a virus balloon right in there. Those sneaky suckers. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. But, Dr. G, I came up with possibly two ways that parents throughout this country who are pulling their hair out because they have to send their kids into these indoctrination camps for 8 hours a day and they're coming home just like they don't even know their kids anymore. Two things a parent can do. One, for the sexualization of those kids that's happening in the classroom and library, go to the U.S. Attorney's Office, file a criminal complaint that their child's being exposed to pornography, and use the same law that keeps kids from going to see X-rated movies. There's a federal law in the books about that.
Absolutely.
And number two, on the critical race theory, when Johnny comes home depressed, doesn't fit, he's withdrawn, he's unhappy, he's mentally in pain, go to the local DA's office and file for a protection from abuse order that teacher is mentally abusing your child. In both cases, a judge is going to want to hear like some type of preliminary hearing, bring examples in, and have these teachers and these principals and these librarians explain why they're exposing these children to this level of sexualization and mental abuse.
I love it. It really is the secret, Phil, for how we take back the country. Look, we've got to get President Trump back in the White House. We've got to win, you know, the Senate back as well. But the real key is locally. We take back the nation locally. Thank you, Phil, and happy Friday. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else and failed to find relief? If that's the case, do what I did 4 years ago. More than 4 years ago, I started taking Relief Factor. More than 500,000 people are now finding daily relief from their pain. Not just me, but people like Reggie from Florida. This is Reggie's story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and 500,000 Americans. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
It's Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything. It's Second Amendment Friday. Third hour is Steve Bannon one-on-one, the manhood hour. You don't want to miss it. Likewise, you don't want to miss an opportunity to be the fittest you can be. Have you been struggling with a little bit extra weight? For 20 years, I've been trying to get a little bit trimmer. And I finally have, thanks to Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing team at My PhD Weight Loss. I am down to a size 36 waist. I'm 6'3". I haven't worn size 36 since I was in my 20s. I lost 42 pounds. My wife is ecstatic. She lost 36 pounds. 5 meals a day that burn the fat. If I can do it, anyone can. Do yourself a favor. Do it for your loved ones. Call today, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com, myphdweightloss.com. Let's go to your calls. Greg in Arizona, line two.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, you wanted a little levity today. This is one of the silliest phone calls I've ever made, but I did think of you this morning when I heard they were reporting there's a balloon in the air. No one's doing anything. We don't know what anybody's going to do. I just got this vision of Captain Kirk sitting in the starship and Wrath of Khan 2 saying, oh, this is damn peculiar.
It is one of my favorite movies. We are definitely going to review it on the Making Movies Great Again episodes we do every Monday. The next one is Blade Runner. That's my favorite movie, but I'm a sci-fi geek, yes. Peculiar, damn peculiar. I would tend to agree. Thank you, Greg. Yeah, a classic movie with relevance today. Let's go to Mike in Scottsdale. Mike, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Dr. G. A while back, you were talking about your favorite war movies.
Yeah.
And I think you left a couple off.
Okay.
The Great Escape.
Great Escape. Great Escape is a great movie.
Dirty Dozen.
Yeah, Dirty Dozen's good. Dirty Dozen is a little cheap and small for me, but it's fun and a great cast. The trouble with The Great Escape, it's too sprawling. There's too many actors. Everybody and their grandmother wanted to be in The Great Escape, but Steve McQueen, the motorcycle jump, very cool. Fun kind of rainy Saturday afternoon movies, but you know, I like Where Eagles Dare. I like some of the ones that are a little bit more intrigue-bound. Clint Eastwood in a Nazi uniform undercover. That's very, very cool. But yeah, those are classics. Thank you, Mike. Dear friends, we have 2 years left. We just passed the two-year anniversary of the Biden administration. It's going to get worse. You know the economy is going to get worse. You know inflation's going to increase. How do you beat it? How do you beat inflation? And how do you make sure that you've got a plan B if something bad happens? Do what I have done. I'm going to be able to feed my family for months because of my Patriot Supply. Whatever happens at local grocery store, whatever happens with the quote-unquote supply chain, we, the Gorkas, will be fine. What about your family? Do you have a plan? Go to mypatriotsupply.com today. Get $200 off their three-month emergency food supply. It lasts for 25 years. It's delicious. And it means that you will never be in a position where you can't feed your family. Have a plan B. Go today. $200 off the three-month supply. Get one for everyone in your family. MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com. Let's go to Nancy, Philadelphia, line three.
Hi there.
Hey.
I have two quick comments.
Yes.
The so-called balloon from China looks more to me like the Death Star from Star Wars. And then separately, you know, Hunter is a lawyer, and most lawyers would advise their clients not to keep incriminating information in a form that can show up on the front page of the New York Times or in front of a jury. You know, so
he's also a crack addict who crashed a rental car with his dead brother's attorney general badge and a crack pipe in it. He's also a sex addict who films himself with Russian prostitutes, Nancy.
Right. But, you know, he's the smartest man, Dr. Gore, that his father has ever met.
Right.
Not a smart man.
Which,
and not a good lawyer.
Which says a lot about the people Joe Biden hangs out with. Right, Nancy?
Indeed, it does.
Thank you kindly. Yeah, the idea that he's a lawyer is kind of shocking. Let's go from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh. Harry, line three.
Good afternoon, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
A couple of quick comments about the balloon and then a question for Second Amendment Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. We might be using the technology to send them the false information.
Are you actually trying to flatter the Biden administration, Harry? The guys who surrendered in Afghanistan, the guys who said it depends what size of invasion Putin's going to plan in Ukraine. Those guys are doing a double cross on China. Seriously, I know you're trying to entertain me, but come on, let's live in the real world.
Okay, I forgot. I was trying to remember the name of the artist who did the song 99 Luftballons.
Oh, that was Nena. Nena, 99 Luftballon. We should play that. That's a classic from my childhood. That was Nena, Harry.
Well, I lost my train of thought because I wanted to preface that what I was saying about the balloon was not coming from the Biden administration.
Yeah.
But if you do find it, make sure you play the B-side, which is in German.
I know. The original
massive success was in German, and then it was a huge success across the continent, and then they forced her. She didn't speak English. They forced her to phonetically re-sing it in English. But no, I know Alex right now is on the case. He's going to find Nana's 99 Luftballoon and play it for us, either in German or English. I don't care. I can speak both languages. Thank you, Harry, for entertaining me. Let's go to Mike in California. The calls are just rolling in. 833-33-GORKA. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Dr. G. Happy Friday.
Thanks.
Had some ideas for rims for your car. Have you got them yet for your Mustang?
I've narrowed them down to the original, what is it, Kruger or Kroger style. So I'm trying to go OG period correct. But what do you recommend?
Yeah, first, the original GT wheels that came on the 64, 65, 66.
Yep.
The Kroger.
Kroger. Yeah, Kroger.
Yeah. The Torque Thrust by American Racing.
Hang on. Slow down. Torque Thrust, American Racing, and then go on.
I've seen Mustangs that look really good with Minolites on them.
Metalites?
M-I-N-I. So that looks like mini.
Yep.
Minolites.
All right. I'm going to check them out. Dude, you are very, very kind. I'm going to do that in the break. Thank you, Mike.
May I offer a...
Stay on the line. I've got to do a read. I'll talk to you in the break. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating. 500,000 Americans, me included. Yes, and you could be the next one. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. It's just $19.95 for the 3-week quick starter pack. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? Nothing except potential liberation from your pain. You've waited long enough. You got nothing to lose. Am I right? Except for the pain. Call right now, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
America First. Magnificent.
In the break, I learned more about rims for Mustangs than I have known in the last 52 years. Coca Tire, amazing. I'm going to check those out. Thank you, Mike. Dear, dear friends, if you're America First, you need to wear America First. You need to have America First in your pocket. Check out the store, sebgorkastore.com. The latest, the hottest is the FBI t-shirt, Fascist Bureau of Intimidation, so much, much more. Go today, sebgorkastore.com, sebgorkastore.com. Finally, the fair sex. Wendy, Sacramento, line 3.
Well, good afternoon. Happy Friday.
Greetings.
I tried to call AT&T today and the customer service line. And normally they'll say, oh, due to high volume, you know, anytime they do an increase or whatever. Well, now they cannot take our call due to an emergency. That's all they say, an emergency. Try again some other time.
I wonder why that is, Wendy. What were you going to tell AT&T should they have picked up?
Well, I was going to discrep my bill and tell them about the DirecTV and their censorship and stuff like that. I'm kind of in a bind because I have a landline that they've been trying to get me to not have for years. And the more they don't want me to have it, the more I want to have it. Because I've had it since the 60s, you know.
You're a wise lady. We have a landline at home. Super, super important, just in case. Just in case the next Chinese balloon isn't just a surveillance balloon. Know what I mean? God bless you, Wendy. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Lance, line 4.
Hey, Mr. Gorka. How are you doing today?
Good. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you, too. Hey, I was wondering, you know, all these people are talking about the balloon and they're... talking about shooting it down or what to do, has anybody mentioned why not send up a drone and hook onto it and bring it back, capture it?
Yeah, I'm going to ask our buddy Jim Carafano. I don't know if there are a lot of drones that go at 60,000 feet. But yeah, we are the most innovative country in the world. I'm sure there's a way to somehow recover what is on that Chinese surveillance blimp or balloon. But yeah, drones at 60,000 feet. Let me look into that. I'm not a techie guy, but this is National Security Friday. And as such, we're going to ask the man who knows. Jim Carafano will be in studio next. We're going to have Steve Bannon for the whole third hour, the manhood hour. And it's not going to be like anything Steve's ever done before, because we're going to ask him about the war on masculinity. If you enjoy the show, make sure you are following us on all social media. We are everywhere that matters. We are on Truth Social, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram, Cloud Hub. You can watch the show. Yes, we are a televisual feast. SalemNewsChannel.com. And then my personal Substack is SebastianGorka.substack.com. That's my whole name is one word, SebastianGorka.substack.com. And don't forget, especially if you're busy in the third hour, you don't want to miss Steve Bannon. You got to subscribe to the podcast, go to Spotify, go to Apple, and just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. It's absolutely free. You'll never miss an episode. Leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends, because it's up to us to take back the Republic. It's Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything. It's Second Amendment.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.